Charlie Roth is here with me from St. Cloud, Minnesota, my neck of the woods, hometown. So I'm excited that he's here, and I'm excited that he's up here in our area playing some live music. How are you doing, Charlie?
Very well. Will?
Yeah. I'm. This is, I think, your first time, at least since I've been up here, this is your first time playing up here in quite some time.
Yeah, I was here about 3 or 4 years ago. I can't remember, but it was like playing at the same place as I am tonight.
Yeah.
And I was, yeah, but I love this area. You know, it's so beautiful.
So that would have been at the old Harbor Light then.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Cool.
So it's good to get back there, you know, and I made some friends. You know, my friend Timmy House, and him and I wrote a song called Raise Up Your Glass, McGregor, He's from McGregor, but that was in St. Cloud.
Wait, not McGregor, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Timmy then.
Timmy, yeah.
Yeah. People up here are duly familiar with Timmy House.
Oh, yeah. You know, him and I were in a band. We were called the Rogues of St. Germain, and that was my 2006 album. And, you know, that was recorded with those St. Cloud guys, you know, Stretch and Timmy and all, you know, Slip Twister.
Yeah. People who listen to Sidetracks get a little dose of Slip Twister every now.
Yeah,
and then.
Right.
So if that was Rogues of St. Germain, what was Friends of Yoder then?
That was the band that Tim and Harry Kent, rest his soul, he's gone, and Mike Miller had, and at the D.B. Searles, and they were like the Monday night deal, and then we were Tuesdays without Tim, and then Tim's band broke up, and then he came on board with me, and those were good days, you know. And St. Cloud, the music scene was hopping at that time, really good, you know, downtown scene, not so good anymore, you know.
We'll have to change that somehow.
Yeah.
You and I will figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, speaking of downtown St. Cloud, Pioneer Place is a venue down there. You've got a release show coming up there for a new album. So what can you tell me about that?
Actually, I'm doing it at the Fillmore Auditorium.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, it's March 22nd.
All right.
And that's in Sartell. It's like a church up there that Ring of Kerry played their last St. Patrick's. And we're playing the Paramount Theater the week before March 16th. And you know, I mean, I walk both sides of the street there with the big show band. I'm in, Irish show band.
Yeah, Ring of Kerry is the name of that one.
Right.
Right. So they've got a lot of stuff happening as well. For anyone out there who's going to be in the St. Cloud area.
Not too many are going to make it for this. So I didn't talk about the new album, but yeah. You know, we got some new tracks for you. And
cool.
And it's the unreleased album, so I don't know if I'll get in trouble with my people,
but
probably not.
We'll figure
too,
it out.
Too worried about it.
So you said this is your eighth album, and what's the name of it again?
It's called "I'm the Smile," and it's true. You know, like let your listener hear you smile over the airwaves. There's a sign that says that, and when you're singing, you know, a lot of times I'll smile if it's that kind of song, or I'll get really, you know, I mean, they can hear your smile.
That's right.
And smiles are good, you know. But I actually, "I'm the Smile" is actually a kind of a somber song.
Should we listen to a song from that album to start off here?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's do "Gloves." These are two songs off the album that are covers I wanted to play. And the first one is written by George Ensley and Chuck Hawthorne. It has Lloyd Maines playing pedals dobro on, and it was produced by John Inman down there from Jerry Jeff's band. And I'm really excited about this one. It's kind of a storytelling, Guy Clark-y kind of song. But
old Guy Clark.
Yeah.
This is new Charlie Roth called "Gloves."
Now I bear the scars for every time that I threw that gauntlet down. And those gloves did no one any good, laying empty on the ground. Just before I turned away, I heard heard my father's words. Picked them up, put them on, got back to my work. They were like my second skin. Sometimes it's hard to see if I'm wearing them or if they're wearing me.
New music from Charlie Roth from I'm the Smile. That was called Gloves. And Charlie Roth is joining us here on the air right now. You can catch him at the Wonder Bar tonight at 7 p.m. Awesome song. Really great story behind that one, or to the song, yeah.
Yeah, I found that one in Pootie's Roadhouse in Spicewood, Texas, and yeah. I was the opening act for the guy, one of the co-writers, and the other guy was Chuck Hawthorne, who is George Ensley, and I said, I'm going to record that, and they had just written it a week before, and I was actually the first one. I even beat George to it. George just put it out on his record, and Chuck's going to put it out on his record. But,
oh, that'd be cool to hear the different versions.
Yeah, my version is way different than George's. I don't know what Chuck's going to do. He's just crowdfunded his record. But, you know, all these songs in the new album tie me to Austin, Texas in some way or another.
Which is really interesting because we were just talking before the show that Local Boys up here, Pushing Chain, also just got an album in Austin, and apparently it's a little crossover between the players on that.
Well, you can, if you're recording down there, you can get these marquee players to play. You know, if you're hooked up with a right producer, you know, they all want to play, and they don't cost as much as you would think. In fact, Bill Kirchin's on this next one that gonna, if you're going to play another one, it's a rockabilly song that I heard for out of Jackknife and the Sharps, out of Minneapolis. And I fell in love with the song, and I had to get permission to use it because we did it in Minneapolis on a TV show. So I befriended the guy that wrote it down in Austin, and he invited me down to play. And that led to a whole bunch of really good stuff, so including this Collings guitar that I got a kind of an endorsement deal on. And the guy's named Steve Dorr, and the song is called Pretty Little Lights of Town, and it features two of the best Telecaster players in the world, trading licks and doing the fills, Bill Kirchin, who is also connected to Pushing Chains' new album, and Red Volkart, who is Merle Haggard's last guitar player, but that's not the only thing he's known
no
for.
Way.
Of course,
wow.
Mr. Hot Rod Lincoln, Bill Kirchin, and then John Enman, who is in the Los Gonzo Band, playing rhythm guitar and producing this record. So you can hear all those three guys that are just masters of. And I do the song as a solo, you know, it's like I try to do the best I can with it, but...
Well, let's listen to that, and then maybe we can hear some from the Collings guitar that you got with you after that.
Sure.
All right, this is more new Charlie Roth here from I'm the Smile.
I took my baby to the mountain to watch the sun go down. I took my baby to the mountains to watch the sun go down. But her heart got stolen by the pretty little lights of town. She said, oh, honey, don't you sparkle like the bubbles in a glass of beer. She said, oh, honey, don't you sparkle like the bubbles in a glass of beer. Well, I gotta get a closer look, a look I can't get from here. The pretty little lights of town.
Pretty Little Lights of Town from Charlie Roth from the upcoming I'm the Smile album, recorded down in Austin with Bill Kirchen, and you said former player.
Yeah, Red Volkart. Both those guys are world-renowned Telecaster players.
That was great, man.
And then John Enman was in the Los Gonzo band. Jerry Jeff Walker and Jimmy LeFave was his last band. Mm. Jimmy died of cancer here.
Yeah.
And then John was – that just happened and when we started this record. So he was signing on. He worked for me cheaper than he would have normally probably, you know.
Right.
But, I just got so lucky to have that opportunity, you know.
I think Jimmy LeFave actually played up here in Grand Marais shortly before he passed away, which is –
what a voice, you know.
Yeah. This is Charlie Roth. He's going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight at 7 p.m. You can see him there from St. Cloud originally. And we're talking about playing down in Texas, but he's also in a Irish band, Ring of Kerry, from that area. And you actually just went over to Ireland not too long ago, I understand.
Yeah, for my this is the sixth tour of Ireland and the eighth tour of Scotland that I was over there. You know, I mean, go over every year, been able to pull that off. And it's fun to get over there because I've made some friends and now they just line it up for me. And we hardly ever have a night off. It's either a house concert or some little pub, you know. And I'd go over there twice a year if I could talk my wife into it, you know. she never goes with me, you know. I'm kind of like living my childhood fantasy of being a touring folk singer, you know.
Yeah, going all over. I hear there's a big appreciation of American styles of music in Europe.
More than you would think. Actually, they're more knowledgeable about guys that I grew up listening to, you know, Towns and Guy Clark and John Prine. They're the Irish have and the Dutch. I mean, the Dutch have a passion for Americana that Americans don't have. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know. You know, you never hear good stuff on the radio over here, except for when you're coming to KTIP. It's like, you want me to do a little, like, call out? You know, hey, everybody, this is Charlie Roth.
Do you want to do that? It's WTIP, by the way.
Oh, I said it.
KVSC, right? In St. Cloud.
I messed up right away.
I thought, you know what? Full disclosure, when I first applied to work here, I also thought it was KTIP.
Oh, really?
Up. Okay. So, but it's weird because you know how that works is it's what side of the Mississippi you're on.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so we're so far east in Minnesota that we're back over on the other side of the Mississippi, so we get the W.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of the Harry Chapin song, WTIP. You know.
That was good. Do you want to do a little spot right now?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Charlie Roth, and you're listening to WTIP Grand Marais.
I love that. I'm going to replay that all the time.
It works. Because that way I can get – then you have to play one of my tunes after that. And that's
tricky. That was a good thing.
Yeah,
well, this new one sounds really fantastic, so I'll be playing that for sure.
Hey, thank you.
Let's do. You were talking about your guitar earlier, so this is like a special parlor guitar.
Actually, the guy that wrote that last one, Steve Doerr, is in the Leroy Brothers, and they were touring the world, you know, a while back. You know, when the Fabulous Thunderbirds came out of Austin, mm-hmm. So did the Leroy Brothers, and now Steve's working at Collings Guitar, And because I went and toured the factory and I was his friend and still am now, I got this guitar and it's like a very expensive guitar I would have never been able to afford. So everything about this this album has been guided by some benevolent spirit. I am convinced of that. But I like to play a song. This is a song I wrote in January, coming back I was in San Antonio, and I had to write a song because there's a bunch of songwriters that get together in San Antonio, and you have to be working on something. I started writing. This is exactly what I was going through. There was an ice storm, and and Austin, where I was playing with John Inman and my friend Lazarus, and that's in the second verse. But my wife takes care of 45 horses.
Wow!
And this talks about what we just went through is this cold snap, and now there's might be a blizzard. Who knows? You know. But she finally learned how to fire up the bobcat and can plow now. But at the when I wrote this last year, if it would have hit our farm, we would she would have been cursing my name because I wasn't around. You know, I was down in Texas missing my recliner. All the Queen's horses dance wild in the snow. Best plug and a tractor, prepare for the big blow. High winds and 10 inches, says a DJ in town. There's no sense to show till it all settles down. Smell the soup from the kitchen, like love in the air. She's in her slippers, she ain't going nowhere. White light from the lamp, blue glow from the screen. She's got a cat in her lap and two more by her feet. And I wish I was there, back in my chair. Wish I could find that place in my mind, I'd be already there. Wish I could see her looking at me. And those silky bedclothes and that terry cloth robe that she wears when I'm in my chair. This next verse is about being down in Austin during the ice storm, and Texans don't drive in that. They don't know how to drive in it, and it probably wouldn't be a very good idea if you got up on those roads that go all over Austin that are up five stacked high, you know, if you were driving in this ice on them, you know. We were playing a little Longhorn Saloon, home of Chicken Bingo, where they get the chicken out, and if it poops on your number, I guess you win. So I didn't see it because nobody showed up to our gig except for one table from Colorado, and they was high. Rocky Mountain high. When it sleets here in Austin, everything shuts down. Those flyways are frosted, and there's no one around. My tip jar was empty, my guitar string broke. It was dead at the Longhorn, slow out the smoke. Well, not down here in Texas, I've had a pretty good run. But after 2 weeks of couch surfing, it ain't too much fun. Nice 2 days headed north, windshield time when my wheels cross that Minnesota state line. I will be there, back in my chair. Wish I could find that place in my mind, I'd be already there. Wish I could see her looking at me. Those silky bedclothes and that terry cloth robe that she wears.
It's live music from Charlie Roth. You can catch him at the Wonder Bar tonight at 7 p.m. Here in My Chair, was that the name of that one?
My Chair.
My Chair. That was an awesome song. And I love the story behind the ice storm there as well.
Yeah, it's all true. Everything, right. I don't always write from that pen, you know, but that one lent itself to a true story and what I was going through. Living the life of a troubadour at this level, you end up crashing on people's couches. It's not all it's cracked up to be, you know. I mean, I get to play my own music for the most part, and then or I never play. Tonight at the Wonder Bar, I'll be playing just songs I love. It don't matter if I wrote them or not, you know. To me, it's all about finding the right song for the right time, and I've got like, you know, close to 1,500 of them in my head. So I don't.
Wow.
I've been doing this a long time, Will.
when did you first like have music as like, this is what I'm doing with my life? It's for a career.
Well, I moved to St. Cloud in '81 to go to school on the GI Bill. I had been the guy in the barracks, you know, with the John Prine songs and the guitar since I was about 15. But I knew then, I didn't think I would be able to pull it off. I knew then that that's what I wanted to do. But more and more, when I had that opportunity to go to school on the government, and then I started a band. It was my second band. I had a band back home, but we just made people dance. And I always thought, well, this is great, you know, this is what. This is a good way to make a living. I was better than driving the beer truck, which is what I was doing in my hometown.
That doesn't sound too terrible.
Well, no, in one way or another, I kept selling beer, you know. I mean, it was like, you know, I don't, I've got drinking songs. In fact, I wrote one with Timmy House, you know, called Raise Up Your Glass, McGregor.
Oh, you might be hearing that one tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool. We should do a quick shout out to Bob Lemaitre.
Yes, Bob Lemaitre. How you doing, Bob?
What's up? I think Bob Lemaitre might listen to this station more than any other person.
He's the one that got me this gig, and basically I owe Bob a lot. But I would probably not. I forgot about Grand Marais, and I didn't have any. You know, there's a lot of musicians up here that are working the turf, you know, and it's hard to get in on some of the gigs, but I love coming up here. I tell people that this is the most beautiful part of our state, and this in the Lake Pepin area, I think is just wonderful.
This is Charlie Roth. He's going to be playing tonight at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m. If you go down there, it looks like it's kind of snowing out there right now. You can get out there and brave the weather. And
it's only supposed to be an inch of snow.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not to compare.
No wind at all.
Well, it was even colder in St. Cloud. It was about 10 degrees colder. Grand Marais was the warmest part of the state
last night.
It was bonkers.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our fountains freezing up and the horses in, and I canceled my gig down at the Lincoln Depot on Wednesday because it was nobody would have showed up. It was so brutal.
That really is my neck of the woods. I grew up about a mile from the Lincoln Depot.
Not really. Cloud, so. I had a Wednesday night's residency there for 3 years, and now it's down to once a month.
That's really cool. Let's do another song, and then we'll see how much time we got before the basketball game. I wish we could go the whole hour, but yeah. We'll see what happens.
Come down, and I'll play you more songs, Will.
Sounds good. I'll have to be there.
All right. Well, you want to do another song?
Yeah, let's do another live one.
Okay. Well, let's see if we're going to do something. I always thought I'd better do Paulina's song. Paulina Beckstrom is this. I wrote a song about her when she's living in St. Cloud, and she's going to be there tonight at the Wonder Bar. And at that time, I think she's only 21. And it's a song, Grand Marais. And then when I first got on this radio show, actually, Tim dropped off my CD with this song on it, and they said, "Well, we know her, you know." So she, in the song, she's a karaoke queen, and she said, "She's not that's the girl in the song anymore, Charlie." She said, "Well, so can you sing?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, you never really were. I made up some of the stuff." But she told me that her dad was a logger, and I did get to meet him. Actually, because of this radio station. I met a girl, Paulina. She grew up in Grand Marais, the daughter of a logger, just a backwoods border girl. She was down at the cantina, shooting pool like a pro. She leave you with your head in your hand, boy, she packed up her cue to go. Down at karaoke night, when it's her time to shine, all the cowboys waiting in line. Said she had a badass truck and a fondness for feeling fine. I was drinking whiskey, she was drinking wine. She had that boy I will tear you up kind of grin. She could sing Reba like anything. No one will get the best of her, you can be sure of that. I would love to be the lucky one, her chosen one, the one that drives her home. But I believe I should be leaving. I hope I find that girl again. Down a karaoke night, when it's her time to shine, all the cowboys waiting in line. Said she had a badass truck and a fondness for feeling fine. I was drinking whiskey, she was drinking wine. I was drinking whiskey, she was drinking wine.
That was a good one. Charlie
That's
Rock.
An old song.
How old is that one song?
Probably 2005.
All right. But it inspired by a trip up here.
No.
Oh,
actually,
no.
She was working at this bar that I used to play at on Sundays. And she's just down there. And I think her sister still lives down there. But this Paulina. She'll be here tonight. She actually had a trip planned to go see her sister and canceled it because I was playing at the Wonder Bar. And I met her dad, the logger, and the last time I was here, he showed up, and we ended up having a great time. You know, he's a really good guy, and so I hope to see everybody down there tonight. I'm going to be playing. When I walked into the place, I set up, and they were playing John Prine and Steve Earle, and I heard some Towns, and I went, I'm in the right place.
I think you'll fit in just fine.
I just love it.
Yeah. It's 7 p.m. tonight. Hey, I wanted to ask you one last thing about the Healers. What is the Healers?
Well, Healers actually was a band that I was in, Charlie Roth and the Healers. And that was with Kurt Rodman, who's probably one of the best guitar players in the state. And Darren Essery, he was in the Killer Hayseeds, but he had a brain injury, he fell at work, and we put the band together to play honky-tonk music at this club, and we were called the Healers because we were trying to put Darren back together again, you know. He was it's like every week it was a great therapy for him. So that's why the Healers came about. Why do you ask?
Well, I just saw it on your website.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Yeah, that's a... good band name too.
Yeah, I like it. So you got the new album, I'm the Smile, that's recorded and about to be kickstarted. Apart from that, what else is on the horizon for you?
Well, I'd like to go and tour over there in the fall again after the plane fares drop. And I'm going to the Kerrville Folk Festival the last week, and then another festival in late June in Illinois, which I've been at the last 3 years. And that's about all the touring I can do. The rest of the time is going to be spent around I'm playing a lot, you know, and I like nursing homes, actually. I think that's part of the healer thing. I'm healing myself, and I'm healing people with the music. And I believe that it's therapeutic for both of us, you know, especially the older folks. And I love playing for them, and they get it, you know. I have songs. I have one song that kind of went viral when my mother passed. And my dad's in a nursing home now. So I really feel like I'm doing some good there. And they do pay me. And it's not as much as I get at the bars, but it's a lot more. Sometimes they listen, you know. That's not playing at the bar is one thing, and playing a concert, or it's a lot like playing at a house concert, where I've always done that, you know.
It's rewarding in a different way, I'm sure.
You connect. You know, a lot of my songs are story songs. So, I mean, when I have a chance to get a room full of listeners, that's a treat.
Yeah. I hope that you retain your hat if you go over to the Ireland, Scotland area again.
Yeah. I left it on a bus. I told you that story.
Yeah.
And I emailed the bus company and got my hat back. Try that in Chicago or Minneapolis.
That's true. Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the air here today. This was really a fantastic session that we had. I wish we could go longer, but we got some basketball coming up here. But 7 p.m., Charlie Roth from St. Cloud tonight at the Wonder Bar.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.